The elite are trafficking in children, and we are going to bring them down. This whole thing is blowing wide open. And I think that if you're an elite pedophile in Washington, D.C. right now, you've got a lot of reason to be very, very nervous. There's a new sheriff in town, and I think he actually does want to put an end to this child sex trafficking, and his name is Donald Trump.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. We have a wonderful guest coming, Sean from the SGT Report. He's coming on and he's going to share with us what's going on in the world today from his perspective. He's going to talk about all the indictments that are coming down in Washington and all over the country. It's really quite amazing stuff that's going on. We live in an incredible time. As you all know who follow Sean, that he does not like people to see his face. He keeps kind of a low profile. And so again, this is just going to be audio, no video, but I'm just happy to have him on. I think he's just great. They're doing wonderful work trying to get the word out on what's going on. As you know, he's very Christian, faith-based. I have no problems with people that are, I believe in doing good work and being a great person, and that aligns with all the faith-based Christian beliefs. And so when I hear that, it doesn't scare me off. And I'm hoping that all of you out there are open and welcome to all different faiths and beliefs that are grounded in goodness and truth, because that's what we need to be in if we want to turn this country around and get the traffickers and get the nasty stuff out of our country and get our priorities back in gear. And that's what we're going to talk about today on this show. So let's get into that interview now with Sean from the SGT Report. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the program.
Sarah, thanks so much for having me. Big fan of yours. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that you decided to join. You are really carving new trails and, you know, getting stuff out there for people to hear and covering subjects that a lot of people are afraid to cover in a professional way. You know, there's people covering things, but very few doing it in a professional way with facts and just being professional about it. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thanks. Back at you. And I think it's, the citizen journalist movement is really taking off in a gigantic way and making a big difference. And, you know, I did get a journalism degree from the University of Wisconsin back in the day. So I do have that in my sort of genealogy. But, you know, that's not really where I cut my teeth. When I got out of college, I went into production, producing and directing commercials. And I did that for, you know, the better part of 22 years. And I started doing this citizen journalism really as a labor of love when I woke up after 9/11. Now, it took me a while to wake up. And without 9/11, it probably would have taken me even longer to wake up. So
yes.
Many of us are now waking up. And, you know, previously, I got to say, about a year ago, this was a sea change just over the past year for me. Every day I'd wake up and I'd go to Zero Hedge first and then SGT Report second and then my favorite websites from there. Now you know what I do every morning? I still check Zero Hedge, but I usually go to Twitter because some of the most amazing breaking news is happening from people I know, people I've interviewed, people I admire, and it's happening in real time on Twitter. And it's wonderful. Liz Crokin being a great example of a citizen, well, a real journalist actually, but other examples like Melissa Zachariah and some of these others, the Honeybee, doing citizen journalism. But Liz is moving heaven and earth to get the truth out about Pedogate, which is assuredly 100% real. The elite are trafficking in children, and we are going to bring them down.
I've had FBI people tell me that it's real behind the scenes. So, you know, whatever name you call it, you can call it whatever you want. You know, the Pizzagate kind of thing got weird, but it doesn't matter what you call it. It's happening, and it's an atrocity.
Well, it most certainly is an atrocity. And the Pizzagate thing is interesting. Here's what I've been saying now since the mainstream media attempted very, very feebly to debunk Pizzagate. They didn't debunk anything. What they did was they sent in not the mainstream media, but a shooter was sent in to shoot up Comet Ping Pong. And did you hear miraculously that he supposedly fired one or two shots? We never found out really if it was one or two, but one of those shots miraculously, a lot like the magic bullet that killed our dear President John F. Kennedy, one of those bullets miraculously hit the server in the closet at Comet Ping Pong. Now, I actually have a video clip of James Alefantis being interviewed by local television saying just that and showing them the server and the bullet hole. Now, what is the likelihood that a bullet fired randomly at Comet Ping Pong would just happen to hit their server, where Titus Frost and other researchers are claiming child porn has been found by hackers? That's been shared with the Washington, D.C. police, and still nothing's come of it. So this whole Pizzagate thing is the D.C.-centric plague of child sex trafficking, whereas Pedogate is the global plague of child sex trafficking. And you know who's knee-deep in this stuff? The Saudis.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they've done different documentaries to show that the Middle East has a fetish with young boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Well, I was just going to read a piece for you here about the Saudi Arabian international slave trade. This comes from the themuslimissue.wordpress. I'm working on a new video that will be released later today, and I do quote from this article. State Department sensitivities toward the Saudi Arabian international slave trade. Saudi Arabia's participation in international slavery has long been known by American State Department careerists who are powerless to react for fear they will be destroyed professionally or will lose their deferred payments promised by Prince Bandar. Boy, do I have a lot to say about that. Upon their retirement, one has mentioned off the record the widespread knowledge within the State Department of Saudi child theft within the U.S. Now, you'll recall, of course, Hillary Clinton and her dirty dealings at the State Department. Here are the following countries that have donated to Hillary Clinton's foundation: the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The estimate is between 10 million and 25 million donated to the Clinton Foundation. The state of Kuwait, between 5 million and 10 million. The United Arab Emirates, as much as 5 million in donations. The Sultan of Oman, up to 5 million in donations. The state of Qatar. Now, one wonders, why is the State Department not doing anything, at least under her watch, as it pertains to stopping the international sex trade, right? So you get all of this information about Comet Ping Pong and what is called Pizzagate because of the Podesta WikiLeaks emails, which suggest John Podesta is using very strange coded language, language known by the FBI as language used by pedophiles. And he was her campaign manager. And now we have Tony Podesta stepping down in disgrace from Podesta Group. And Podesta Group is now closing because of their relationship to the Uranium One treason. This whole thing is blowing wide open. And I think that if you're an elite pedophile in Washington, D.C. right now, you've got a lot of reason to be very, very nervous.
Well, I hope so, because there isn't many things that make me more angry, and I say this every time this subject comes up, than people messing around with kids. I just, how can we even claim to be civilized at all and have this in our country?
Well, we can't. But here, I want to do you, I want to do something a little different here that I've never done before. Let me play just the first portion of the new sort of micro documentary I'm working on, because I'm seeing the cup as half full right now. And what I want people to understand, and I believe this with all my heart and soul, what's happening right now with the, I think at this point it's 842 sealed indictments found in 24 districts. We don't know what's in those. One of the ideas, one of the rumors is Tony Podesta is among those indictments, probably many other bad guys in there as well. But what I want people to understand is I believe with all my heart and soul that none of this would be happening if the witch was in the White House. So I'm not saying Donald Trump is some panacea. I'm not saying he is the ultimate patriot and everything's going to be all right. I'm not going to say that he isn't close with some of the Zionists in Israel. And we know that Israel and the Saudis are now beating the war drums to go to more war here now with Iran. I'm not saying that what I'm saying is that if the witch had gotten into the White House, it would be business as usual for the child sex traffickers and for all of the treason like Uranium One. So listen to just the first portion of this new video I'm going to post later this evening. Here it comes.
That's right, guys. CNN can report that Hillary Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race. She has called Donald Trump to say that she will not be president.
If your heart beats for liberty, it's surely beating fast now. And none of it would be happening if she was in the White House.
Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them.
It appears that's exactly what's happening right now. The rulers of the darkness of this world are being exposed like never before. Their corrupt media tells us Pizzagate was debunked.
The accusation came from this unhinged story that originated online days before the election, saying that Hillary Clinton and her campaign chairman John Podesta were operating a child sex ring.
There's just no evidence to suggest Washington, D.C. has a problem with child sex trafficking, they claim. But who supported Hillary Clinton and who loathed Donald Trump? Well, the answer to that question is Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. And again, what do we now know about these Saudi princes? They have a penchant for child sex. They have a penchant for trading in people. And who did all of these donations come from to the Clinton Foundation? Saudis. This is a gigantic story, and we're going to stay right over the target because until Hillary Clinton is brought to justice, until John and Tony Podesta are brought to justice, I'm not going to sleep well. And I'll say this about that article, Saudi's Royal Child Sex Slave, from the Muslim issue here. You know what the first line is?
What is it?
The first line in this article, get this. We've always believed Madeleine McCann, the British toddler kidnapped in Portugal, was taken by Arab child sex traders. They get a lot of money from these blonde girl children. Now, you may recall the EFIT, the police sketch of two suspects sought in the disappearance of Madeleine. They resemble somebody you might recognize, two people you might recognize from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Look a lot like a skinny-faced John Podesta and a wide-faced Tony. So this stuff is as real as a heart attack, and these people are going down. And boy, again, Liz Crokin over the target today, she says President Trump just tagged Dallas, where sealed indictments are racked up in a tweet he sent from the Philippines. Now, let's talk about these sealed indictments. I don't know what's in them.
Yeah, well, how many did you say there were? 832 now?
842 in 24 days.
Wow.
Now, listen to this, and this is very important. This is from it's retweeted by Liz, and this is from Stormwatcher on Twitter, and he wrote 294 sealed indictments from October 30th through November 9th, but I know nationwide that's up to 842, but here's the deal. Of these 294 tagged by Stormwatcher, seven of them are in Little Rock. Ring a bell?
Yeah.
Little Arkansas with the Clintons? 11 of them are in Chicago. Think Barack Obama, Rahm Emanuel. 46 of them are in Dallas. Think the Bush family. 162 of them are in L.A. You can maybe think about Hollywood, you know, pedos there. Eight of them are in Miami, Clinton Foundation, Haiti, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And 60 of them are in New York City, Clinton, Schumer, Podesta's question mark. We don't know what's in these, but there's a new sheriff in town, and I think he actually does want to put an end to this child sex trafficking, and his name is Donald Trump. So I'm seeing the cup is half full.
Do we have any inside account, any leaks or anything saying what's inside these indictments pointing to pedophiles?
You know what? There's been a lot of activity in bringing pedophiles to justice, the lower level pedophiles nationwide, and that's really good news. So I do think that there is a – look, I've talked to many people – who have told me, former government insiders who have said, there are many patriots in the government who have been powerless to do anything about this corruption, and now these people are speaking up. Now these people are getting active. These people were trapped. And I think if you worked at the State Department, look, if Hillary Clinton was ruling the roost as the State Department, being that hardcore criminal she was, and you knew about any of this stuff going on, would you have any power to stop it?
Oh, geez. I couldn't vote against her fast enough. And I want a woman president, being honest. And I couldn't vote against her fast enough during the presidential election. The more I knew about her and how – I don't know how she got a single vote.
No, I don't know either. I think that there are a lot of people who are still brainwashed by ideology, and that's a terrible thing. But more and more people are waking up, you know. And we don't have to get into that Las Vegas shooting, but that event woke up tens of thousands of people, right?
Well, a lot of people saw it. They were there.
Right. Right. And the government, the FBI, is asking them to believe that they all suffered from a mass delusion. Hmm. If they believe there were multiple shooters, if they believe they saw multiple or heard shooters in a hotel that wasn't the Mandalay Bay, if they were at the Hard Rock, you know, if they were at, you know, any of these other Vegas hotels where multiple shooters were reported. We have the police scanner recordings saying verified multiple shooters at such and such a hotel, not the Mandalay Bay. But all of these people are now being asked to believe that they just suffered from a mass delusion because the FBI got the one shooter. Nobody's buying it. You know, nobody's buying that any more than they believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Well, yeah, it's just the thing is that you get to a point where you just don't trust what they're saying at all. And that's a dangerous thing.
Well, but that's sort of the emperor has no clothes,
yes.
Right? That's sort of what happens right before the collapse of those former powers. I think what we're seeing is a collapse of the old guard, right? The this is a clip everybody's heard a million times, but this is the former director of the CIA, George H.W. Bush, who then became our president. And of course, his father, Prescott Bush, was involved in all sorts of dirty dealings back in the 30s and an attempted coup of the United States, which General Smedley Butler told us all about, war's a racket. But here's our beloved, I say that tongue in cheek, I can't stand President George H.W. Bush, the old guard.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Yeah, he was forging that not for us and future generations, but for the Rothschild banking family to whom he reports, to the Rockefeller banking family to whom he reports, right? I'm sorry, but that's just a fact. And this old guard is being revealed for who they are. And you know, the complicit mainstream media that covers for them, they're also being revealed for who they are. They have, you know, absolutely no credibility left whatsoever. Zero credibility, just like most of the bought and paid for politicians. People are waking up in droves. And if you're going to be blinded by your ideology, if you're going to be blinded by, say, abortion rights on demand type of thing, if that's your one thing you care about, then I guess you're going to, you know, follow Hillary Clinton right into the pits of hell. But,
well, exactly. You can't be so caught up in your one issue that we're going to ignore child sex trafficking and some major, major corruption.
Yeah, money laundering. And I mean, look, the Uranium One scandal, what happened with Uranium One, there's a word for it. It's called treason. It's hardcore treason. And then they try to hang Donald Trump with this dodgy dossier, dodgy being a kind word. This BS dossier that she paid for. Mm-hmm. And now we have George Webb naming Fusion GPS personally in a lawsuit, naming Tony Podesta personally in a lawsuit, naming Hillary Clinton personally in a lawsuit. He's going to get discovery. Look, Charles Ortel just tweeted out 5 hours ago, FBI and NYPD, Clinton Foundation probed for money laundering, financial transaction with Islamic terror groups. Who's one of the people? Who's one of the Saudi princes that we've now heard was detained or arrested in that purge? Bandar Bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Uranium One people were involved in the Haiti situation as well.
Well, yeah. Well, and look, the Clinton Foundation, this is on the record, folks. She can personally sue me if I'm making this up. The Clintons came to the aid of Laura Silsby, who got caught at the border in Haiti trying to traffic out 33 kids, saying they were orphans. They weren't orphans. They were children that were separated from their parents in the chaos of the earthquake. And she was trying to traffic them out. Who came to her aid? Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Then who came to her aid as a lawyer? A known, a convicted child trafficker who happened to be a lawyer. And then he was arrested. So these people are despicables, not a kind. It's far too generous to call the Clintons despicable. Same with the Podestas. And I want to get back to this Prince Bandar thing. So Zero Hedge has reported that Bandar Bush was one of those detained in that Saudi purge. This is a giant, giant deal, because who flew out after 9/11 happened? Who was there to watch all this go down? Who was allowed to fly out on private jets when all of the other airspace was restricted and closed to commercial jets? Saudis. And who threatened Vladimir Putin in 2014 with Chechen terror, which he bragged they controlled the Chechen terrorists, if Putin didn't end his support for Assad in Syria? Bandar did that, Prince Bandar. So this is a big, big deal that this purge has happened and that he's one of those among the arrested, because he was very chummy with the Clintons and the Bushes.
So you think it's a good thing?
That Prince Bandar was detained? Yeah.
No, the whole thing going on in Saudi Arabia right now.
Well, I think, you know, in this article I was quoting from earlier, does make the case that it's not I'm not under the illusion that the princes that were detained are the only ones involved in, you know, human trafficking. Right. So whatever's going on in Saudi Arabia it's a much, much bigger story than we can convey right here. So I'm not saying that all of the bad guys have been rounded up and now. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that there was a sea change that happened, and I'm not sure if it's related to the Vegas shooting. There's reports that there was an attempted coup, and that's why Talal got arrested, because he was trying to assassinate the king, and there was a coup. I'm not sure exactly what happened here, but what I do know is that for Prince Bandar to be among those detained is a very, very, very big deal, because when we talk about the war on terror, it's really a war of terror being waged against the world by people like Prince Bandar and some of these think tanks in Washington, D.C. and the CFR. And look, this whole Bush Rockefeller apparatus, you know, has been turned around on the people for many, 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 many years. These people don't serve us. They serve their own interests. And I think they serve very high, and I might even add satanic, banking powers in the city of London. Right. Who supported Hillary Clinton when she was running for president? The Rothschilds. They didn't support Trump.
No, they didn't. Well, do you think that the issue of corruption and taking down, you know, the black projects and corruption and child trafficking, don't you think that should be a strong enough issue to unite the whole country? We could unite everyone who's willing to listen, because this isn't just a far right issue. It can't be. This is something that if we don't get it out of our country, we won't survive. Is anything but a corrupt thing that I don't want to be part of.
Well, you're 100% right. And I think that that's why, and Liz Crokin talks about this a lot, right? I've interviewed her and follow her closely on Twitter, because, boy, she'll speak this truth to anybody, and she'll call these people out specifically. And she's yet to be named in a lawsuit because these people don't want discovery. These people traffic in children, and they prey on children, because I believe that they all worship a dark power. And look, we don't have to get into the whole idea of spiritual warfare, but the people at the top of the pyramid are very, very, very evil. And you're right. This issue of satanic ritual abuse, of child sex trafficking, this is the one issue that will bring everyone together from the left and the right. If you have a heart, if you have a soul, if you believe in a just God, it is the one thing that'll bring us all together, because there's a very, very insidious movement in the deep state portion of our government, in the darkest deep state. And when I say darkest deep state, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton at the State Department and her minions. Tom DeLay warned us a couple years back that there's a movement within the State Department to legalize or mainstream 12 perversions, including bestiality, and pedophilia. So standing in opposition to that horror, to that literal satanic New World Order horror, are we the people who are now waking up, and hopefully Donald Trump. So we're going to find out real soon, you know, who's named in these sealed indictments, I think. And hopefully it's going to round up a whole bunch of pedophiles.
Oh, I hope so. Donald Trump is obviously kind of a narcissist, and I hope he wants to go down as the best president ever. You know, he has that goal in his head, and I hope this is what he wants as his mark of changing the country around. And I think there's a hope that Donald Trump might want to do something like that.
Oh, so yeah, I muted my line. Sorry. Yeah, no. And it's like I said here earlier in the interview, I don't think any of this would be happening if the Wicked Witch had gotten into the White House. And she fully expected to get into the White House. They were going to steal it, right? I mean, at the very least. And she didn't get in. I think it's sort of a miracle because honestly, and again, I'm not saying Putin is some sort of – or Putin. I'm not saying that Trump is a prophet. You know, I'm not saying that he's going to cure all that – you know. He's not going to cure all our ills, but it would be business as usual if she was in the White House. And look, what have we been facing for decades? This Bush-Clinton dynasty, right? And Obama inserted in there for a while, but he's just a creation of the CIA. Well, who used to head up the CIA? Bush Senior. So we've somehow broken the spell that she isn't in the White House. Because remember, Sarah, they wanted to give us – you know what the election they wanted? They wanted to give us Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they wanted. So this has just been really, it's been a kind of almost, for lack of a better word, a monarchy. We've suffered under a Bush-Clinton monarchy for decades, you know. And somehow the spell has been broken. Unless you guys, I know there's people out there that believe anybody that speaks positively and sees the cup half full about any of this stuff is delusional because clearly Trump is in on it and clearly Trump is just playing his role. I don't believe that. And I'm not saying he isn't connected to Henry Kissinger, and I'm not saying that he doesn't have allegiance to some folks in Israel. And I'm not saying that he's – what I'm saying is that it would have been business as usual, and we would have gone down the toilet much faster with Hillary Clinton in the White House. And that's what the Rothschilds wanted. That's what the Bushes even wanted. Did you remember that? Bush even coming out and speaking against Trump and saying he was going to vote for Hillary. I mean, how much more transparent can this be?
Yeah, it's just really strange. I just hope we can clean up some of this basic problems that we have in our country, because without cleaning up those corruption issues, we can't move forward. Period. I mean, you can't do the things we need. And the other thing is, my show, I cover a lot of things that are coming on the edge of change. We have some things that are happening, like the ability to live twice as long. I mean, massive technology changes. And if we don't clean some of this up, we're headed for disaster.
Well, we are. And, you know, again, I'm trying very hard to see the cup as half full, but, you know, even in the truth sort of movement, the truth space, there's a whole lot of people that don't want you to see the cup as half full, you know?
Well, it's good to see the cup as half full. You want to try to stay positive because that helps having hope, keeping hope, right? But you can't be delusional either.
No, but I mean, again, honestly, here's the thing. I mean, if Hillary Clinton had gotten into the White House, my wife and I, we had already been talking about probably having to get real serious about taking steps to leave the country. And I know that sounds very drastic, but if you believe there are hit teams running around, if you look at the Seth Rich thing,
yes.
Seth Rich was probably murdered by these people because he was the WikiLeaks information provider for the Podesta emails. By the way, here's another Liz Crokin blast from 10 hours ago breaking. Wiki sent Don Jr. a link that currently claims Seth Rich was their leaker. John Podesta had him murdered, and Podesta is a pedo. Now, I got to dig into that one once we're off the phone here, but that makes a lot more sense to me than the official story about what happened to Seth Rich. By the way, no reward money pitched in by Hillary and the DNC to try to find his killer. And Donna Brazile has since come out and said, after that happened, she feared for her life. Why would she fear for her life unless she knew she was working for some hardcore mafiosos?
Yeah, it's that's what I mean. We have to clean this up. You're not going to have perfect in politics, but we can't have child traffickers, pedophiles, and evil people running our country.
Well, it's really easy to cure too. If you have a honest Department of Justice, and you know, frankly, and I don't know if we do, based on what happened in Vegas and the whole FBI cover up. I certainly don't think that the FBI is, you know, an honest organization. Of course, there's honest people within it, but you know, at the very top, certainly they're covering up whatever really happened in Vegas. And I think what happened in Vegas is extremely nefarious. I mean, it's as big an event in my eyes in terms of helping wake people up as 9/11, because nothing adds up with that story. Nothing at all adds up. And the more people dig, the more problems they find with the official story. And it's a big deal. But my point is that I don't think we can count on the FBI necessarily, unfortunately. But hopefully we can count on the DOJ, and hopefully we can count on some of these people being brought to justice, because we do have a justice system that, you know, with under Hillary would not be justice for us, you know. But under Trump, we have the potential for this being a justice system that can be used to bring elite criminals to justice. So you'd clean this up real quickly by putting some of these people in jail.
Right? Well, how important is it for us to keep a free media? For, you know, keep from have there's been serious censorship going on.
Well, the censorship issue too is spilled over to YouTube, as you know well know, and you know many folks are having their videos. Well, let's just put it this way: YouTube is trying to de-incentivize people from creating truth content by taking away their ability to earn any sort of money whatsoever. So if you've got great researchers out there, and I'll name a few, TruthStream Media, Aaron and Melissa do a fantastic job. My friend Oli Domegaard, who is a false flag researcher, does fantastic work. These people are being de-incentivized to do their research by YouTube. Now, nobody can do this research for free. And unless you're on the payroll of Jeff Bezos, New World Order reg over there at WaPo, by the way, that's who hired John Podesta after Hillary lost the election. He had nowhere to work. The Washington Post gave him a job. Now, that's dumbfounding, right? They're supposed to be neutral. They're supposed to why would you bring on a hardcore Democrat criminal onto the staff or as a columnist or an editorialist at your newspaper? They have no credibility. And so the censorship that we see now isn't really even working, because the mainstream media's credibility rating is like below 10%. There's nobody in this country that trusts any of them anymore.
Well, Jake Morfonios.
Yeah, Jake's another great one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He had more people watching his Las Vegas stuff after the Las Vegas happened than all the mass media combined. And that was, you know, based on his numbers. And you've had quite a bit too, but he got completely shut down with that. He was covered by two newspapers, Wall Street Journal and USA Today. And to their credit, they at least said that this was happening. But then he got attacked by YouTube and everything. And now his life has been threatened, all sorts of things. I think it's just so important that the truth is allowed to go forward. That's our whole democracy.
I'm glad you brought up Jake, because he is a real researcher, and End Times News Report is his YouTube channel, guys, if you want to go subscribe, and I suggest you do. And all you need to do is watch a couple of Jake's videos and then watch somebody like, you know, Jake Tapper over at CNN or Anderson Cooper for the same amount of time. And you tell me who's got more credibility, right?
Exactly. Good. That's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. I'll tell you something funny about Jake Tapper. I said this many times in videos because it really blows my mind. I want you to just think about this for a second. You're a smart gal. And statistically, Sarah, you tell me what the probability is of this happening. Seriously. I need a percentage on coincidence theory here. Jake Tapper's wife, Jennifer, told Washingtonian. You guys can go find this right now. Just Google Jennifer Tapper, Washingtonian. And you'll read this article about child rearing or whatever it's about. And there's a little question and answer thing at the end of it. And she's asked what their favorite restaurant is. And she says, our favorite date night restaurant is Buck's Camping and Fishing. And our favorite family restaurant is Comet Ping Pong.
Really?
Go look it up. She said this almost a year before those WikiLeaks Podesta emails came out and before anybody had ever coined the phrase Pizzagate. What are the chances that she could have given those responses when those are two of the establishments on the block that have been called into question as being associated with James Alefantis and whatever it is that he's up to in the Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate investigation. What are the chances, statistically speaking?
Not too high. Go ahead.
There's a lot of great, I've been to Washington, D.C. three times with my family. There are wonderful restaurants in Washington, D.C. It's hard for me to believe that those two specifically would have been uttered by her in that article. And it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, that's terrible. Well, let's change subjects just a little bit, because while we still have you on air here, I want to talk about World War III drums that are beating. And it really seems to be heating up. I know we've had war upon war in the Middle East, but it seems like it's more towards World War III. What do you think about that? Do you think World War III could really break out, or do you think it'll just stay like it is now, kind of burning, kind of contained?
Well, you know, anything's possible. And I guess one of the things I worry about a lot is another false flag event within our own borders that could be blamed on any number of adversaries. And it could propel us into a World War III scenario based on another lie. And, you know, I don't know. I almost hesitate to bring this up, but I'm going to call out the YouTube channel of Jonathan Kleck, because he's doing some very interesting faith-based reporting. And it may be a bit too much of a pill for some folks to swallow, but he has demonstrated, I think, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that some of these past false flags, the images of these buildings, have been put into our currency. The Pentagon on 9/11 on fire, the Twin Towers on fire on 9/11, the Federal Mirror Building from the Oklahoma City bombing. And he believes that there is going to be a I don't even like to talk about this, but I'll let you guys read between the lines. But he believes there's going to be a terrible event in New York City that will be used to bring about this last great battle. And I hope he's wrong. But it's that type of event that could whipsaw an entire population into supporting all sorts of horrors. And it could be blamed on Assad in Syria. It could be blamed on North Korea. It could be blamed on Putin, their favorite boogeyman. And I'm here to tell you that if something horrible does happen in this country, be it a explosion of some sort, hopefully not nuclear, I would be looking at the deep state criminals who I hope Donald Trump is trying to target right now as being the source of that, not the enemies they blame it on. So World War III, you brought it up, it's a big, big deal, because it's going to really, if it turns nuclear, it's going to spell the end of humanity on this planet, I think.
Or the end of life as we know it. They could have other plans, but yes.
Yeah. So World War III is a big phrase, because, you know, it would be the war to end all wars, literally, in life on this planet, and we need cooler heads to prevail. And again, if the witch had gotten into the White House, was there going to be any dialogue between she and Putin? Nope. As NATO surrounds Putin, as NATO tries to roll out what they're calling defensive missile systems, which Putin has rightly called out as easily being used as offensive weapon systems, how's he to know? We're just going to trust NATO? We need cooler heads to prevail, because there is a faction, I think, in the secret government that runs this world that would like nothing better to bring on that sort of Holocaust. So I don't know where we're headed. I hope we're not headed into World War III, because it's going to be lights out if that happens. What are your thoughts?
I think it's just going to kind of spin out like we have right now. I think World War III would be a complete disaster. If we head into World War III, it's people who are psychopaths that don't care at all. I think that even some of those evil people who are running our planet don't want that.
Did you see how Trump was welcomed on his Asian tour? Do you know that he was allowed into the Forbidden City for a dinner?
Wow.
It's the first time that's happened since, I think, first time since the 40s.
That's a big deal.
The red carpet was rolled out for this man because, you and I are playing, we're not even playing chess. I think we're discussing those who are playing chess on sort of the 2D, 3D level. And clearly there's something going on the 4D, 5D level, right? For these people to welcome him and roll out the red carpet. Whereas, remember what happened when Obama visited China?
Oh,
Stairs to Air Force One, he had to exit out the back of the plane.
Yeah, that was really quite interesting.
And who did Obama represent? He represented that Bush-Clinton New World Order faction. And I know, again, a lot of people will say, well, China's part of the New World Order. Rothschild's got this all figured out in China, blah, blah. Okay, maybe. But there's a 4-5D chess game being played here. A very different chess game than the one that was being played if Hillary had gotten into office. Because Hillary would have been treated the same exact way that Obama was treated by these international leaders. And here, you know, they're rolling out the red carpet for Trump. And what is he saying? He's saying America first. I don't think that's a terrible thing.
Well, of course not. And they're saying China first, right? And Putin's saying Russia first. It's just what you do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the other big thing, and I was going to cover this in my latest video, but the video is just getting too long, so I'll leave that for another one. But getting back to this idea of spiritual warfare, what have we seen under Putin in Russia? We have seen a resurgence of Christianity. Russia has rapidly become a Christian nation, and that is not what the New World Order powers want. And, you know, I was going to report about this in that video, too, and I just didn't get to it. Tsar Nicholas II of Russia was targeted by the Rothschilds. His family was butchered.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in the Bolshevik Revolution. Do you think Putin doesn't remember that? Do you think Putin – look, again, a lot of people say Putin's in on all this. He's just an actor playing his role. Maybe. Or maybe something better is going on here, and maybe the cup is half full, because the Christian revolution in Russia is real. Okay? It's a fact. It's a big deal. His love for his country appears to be real. So if he's going to stand up against these people, that's a good thing. If Trump in any way, shape, or form is going to stand up against these people, that's a good thing. If Trump and Putin are going to have a dialogue that keeps us from the precipice of World War III, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't see why people were so angry with Trump talking to Putin. It's like, why would he not want to talk to the president, the head of the country who has the second most nuclear weapons on the planet?
Well, you know, as well as I do, that is a false meme. Well, maybe there's brainwashed people that have a problem with him talking to Putin. But otherwise, that's just a false dossier, BS, propagandist meme in the mainstream media that Putin's the bad guy, the ultimate enemy of the United States, and Trump should stay as far away from him as possible. You'll remember back during the Cuban Missile Crisis, kept us from World War III then?
It's the two presidents talking.
JFK picking up the phone and calling Khrushchev. Because the joint chiefs on both sides whispering in their ears were, launch the weapons. So there's nothing more important than dialogue between two leaders who actually have a love for their country and hopefully a love for humanity and don't want to see the nukes fly.
Well, what do you think about Trump's statement that you haven't seen anything yet when he was referring to Las Vegas? I don't know if you remember, he was in a press conference. And they were saying things are crazy. And he said, well, you haven't seen anything yet. Or he said something like that.
I think, and I might be getting this wrong, but if memory serves, I think he was referring to North Korea. I think he was just going to do, and I don't like his rabble rousing and his tough talk about North Korea, because I don't see North Korea. I see North Korea as being, you know, a paper tiger for me personally. But I mean, I'm no geopolitical analyst to, you know, with a master's degree. But I just think this rabble rousing with North Korea is largely unnecessary. But if you're right, I hope he was talking about Vegas. And, you know what? Maybe what was going on in Vegas was another deep state operation, because it's been exposed. We know that the official story there is false. And so maybe some of these sealed indictments, I don't know. But then you have the Saudi purge, which.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't know if he was talking about Vegas. He was just saying that you haven't seen anything yet. Like, you know, yeah, way beyond Vegas. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I just, I don't even know anymore, but I know that these sealed indictments, a lot of folks are very excited about this. And
oh, yes.
Have you doing any of that QAnon stuff? He's asking very good questions that are sparking a lot more investigation and leading many to believe that this sort of deep state counter coup to sort of the Clinton, Bush, Rothschild, New World Order is real, that what's happening is real, and that Trump is for real.
Really? Give me an example. What are you hearing so that people have some kind of faith in that? Because all of us now are going on faith that I really hope this is real. But if we could get some real evidence out to people that this is real, it would be helpful.
Well, I can't even begin to like scratch the surface of it. And what I'd ask people to do if you want to get into that is go to Twitter and follow Tracy Beans. That's TracyBeanz. And, you know, she's been doing videos about these QAnon 4chan posts and reading all the questions. And that's basically how he operates. He claims to be an insider with Q level clearance, which is top, top secret clearance. And he's dropping breadcrumbs that he says breadcrumbs make bread. And he's dropping breadcrumbs that are leading many to believe that, you know, what we're seeing unfold that appears to be a, you know, the wagons circling for the bad guys like the Clintons and the Podestas is real. So I just it's so hard to get into because this 4chan QAnon
yes.
stuff is very, very lengthy. And I don't have it in front of me right now to even give you an examples. But you can follow Tracy Beans both on YouTube and Twitter to get the scoop on any of that.
Well, I've had people call me up or, you know, say I've gotten emails or something, please call me, very important. And then I make a phone call and I talk to somebody who knows people personally and they want to give me inside information. And in fact, this just happened to me yesterday, who claims that the people who, that there's people who are wealthier than the Rothschilds, they own the IRS. There's 15 families, of which 12 are Jewish, 3 are Saxon, and that they are indeed they are Luciferians. They have all, and that this stuff is real and the indictments are actually to break all that stuff up. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard this yesterday on the phone, and that he actually has worked with these people in the past and knows them.
I've heard the same, and we're gonna see, right? We're gonna
I
see.
I hope so.
But here's one thing that we know. We know that if Hillary Clinton was sitting in the White House right now, as was the plan, I mean, you watched the election coverage. The people at CNN were heartbroken. The people at MSNBC were heartbroken. These people were like the Young Turks. Have you ever watched that?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta watch the Young Turks election night. It's hilarious.
But how could they be so – see, I had such a hard time. How can they be so committed to that with all the evidence showing the crazy corruption?
That's what I can't understand. My whole thing from day one when I started my channel was, look, we need to be intellectually honest and we need to break our cognitive dissonance. So whereas previously back in like 2000, 2001, 1999, I thought I was sort of a conservative Republican and I guess somehow was – I can't even believe I'm saying this – was supportive of George Bush. I was able to break my – cognitive dissonance when I realized 9/11 was a false flag operation and that both sides.
Yes. That's why I'm independent. I'm like, I am so hardcore to independent right now.
Both sides cover up the truth. So when you watch these, I'm sorry, but they're very loathsome. You got to watch that election. Guys, if you haven't seen this, go to YouTube and just type in Young Turks election night and watch the edit as they literally melt down as the results come in. And they go from euphoric to despair over the course of the evening. And it's really funny to watch because they were rooting for a hardcore criminal. A hardcore criminal.
See, I don't think, you know, they've been told that everything's been debunked. I've had people just argue with me. Everything's been debunked. You've been lying to, you're listening to conspiracy theories, and they think that Trump's a sexist, misogynist, greedy capitalist criminal himself. You know, that's the narrative.
But don't you wonder, like, how do people like that function in the world where they aren't able to be intellectually honest? Because look, I've interviewed people like Charles Hortel. Charles Hortel's not a flake. He's not a conspiracy theorist. He's an investigator.
Exactly.
Who's, the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt, quote unquote, foundation or charity on the planet. And then he tells you why that is, and he quantifies it.
Exactly.
And what I mentioned earlier in this interview about Laura Silsby trafficking children out of Haiti and being caught at the border and going to jail for 6 months, and it would have been a lot longer if Bill Clinton had come to her rescue, that's not conspiracy theory. That's historical fact. And Hillary Clinton is a hardcore criminal who represents these Khazarian mobsters, you know, like the Rothschilds. And who was her best buddy during the election? Lady Rothschild, who held multiple $100,000 per plate fundraisers for Hillary. Lady Rothschild.
Ezeli Danto, who I've done 4 episodes with her on Haiti, just a continuous thing on all the details going on in Haiti. She knows what happened there with the Clinton Foundation and with everything going on. And if you want to find good information on that, you listen to that show. But she said to me, she says, evil isn't a strong enough word to describe the Clintons.
No, I think that's 100% true. And people need, and again, these people like these Young Turks, it just, they're so despicable, because you know what else is on the record? Gary Webb, who was murdered for telling the truth about what was going on with CIA drug running through MENA, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was governor. You know what else is true and on the record? Look at the Clinton body count. Look at how many people were associated with them, friends with them, security detail for them, that were found in the woods with their hands tied behind their backs and 2 shots to the back of the head. And that corrupt coroner in Arkansas ruled every single one of them a suicide. These people, look, there is not, and here's what I don't understand. I truly, 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 in my heart and soul, Sarah, I do not understand, unless these people are Luciferians and are looking forward to going and meeting their master when they die, if they really believe that Lucifer is the one true God, I don't know how they can, I don't understand how people like this can live in this world and get up every day and go in front of the cameras and put on the charade and the smile when they're hardcore evil people. Like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Bushes, they have so much blood on their hands. And they don't care.
It's hard for us to understand. It's like a weird cult. You know, it's just brainwashed. Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, do they think they're going to live forever? I mean, I don't understand. They must be Luciferians, and they think that somehow the Dark Prince is going to make the afterworld a big party for them. And that's
crazy.
That's not my alignment. That's not my spiritual thinking. My spiritual thinking is that Jesus – look, and here's the other thing. For those listening, and we don't have to get into religion or spirituality too detailed here, but you will find that these people who we've been talking about in this interview, the Rothschilds and this whole sort of Zionist entity that has got a firm grip on much of our government, these people don't want biblical truths talked about. They don't want God in the public square. They don't even want the Ten Commandments in federal buildings anymore. They don't want these laws, right? What they want is 12 perversions being legalized, like Tom DeLay warned. These people are hardcore. You brought it up. You said it. I think you're 100% right. They're hardcore Luciferians. And many reports specifically claim that Hillary Clinton herself is a witch, like a practicing Wiccan, like a witch, for real.
It's all weird cult stuff. It's just crazy people doing their thing and got themselves all convinced that something crazy is the right way to be. And
well, look at the Marina Abramovic, you know, spirit cooking stuff that, again, the Podesta brothers were all wrapped up in. She's definitely a witch or a Satanist. I mean, take your pick. But and again, she's propped up by the media as being some sort of wonderful artist. I was just listening to a interview on the Mark Maron show what's the actor's name? Willem Dafoe. And he said that he had just finished a play with Marina Abramovic. And I think it was called The Life and Death of Marina Abramovic. And I was just sort of stunned listening to this because I think Willem Dafoe is a talented actor. And I like the Marc Maron podcast. And it was lost on both of them who she is. I mean, she's embraced by Hollywood. She's embraced as being some sort of artistic visionary when this whole spirit cooking thing is tied into all of this stuff, child sex trafficking and
it's rich. Hard to fathom. It's just hard to fathom that they could be in such a dark place. You know, I just did an episode with John Caputo on what he sees as the kingdom of God. And he talks about it from a very broad sense, which could include atheists. It can include Buddhists. It can include any religion, Christians. But it's a way of being and a way of acting where it's goodness beyond, you know, a calling where he used an example, a politician puts their whole career on the line to do what's right, or a doctor that drops a practice that is lucrative and goes to Africa just to help people through a massacre, you know, just where they give their whole self to a cause. And he calls that being part of the kingdom of God. And you can live your life like that. And I think that transcends all religions. And I don't know how anybody could venture into the darkness that's so far away from all that goodness, you know?
I do know. And I think this is a wonderful place to wrap up the interview in our discussion, because you're 100% right. And I've tried to tell my kids this. When you give back to others, you get the most reward, whether it's through your work, whether it's donations, whatever, charity work. When you give to others, it is the most rewarding thing you can do. It is the most rewarding thing any of us can do as human beings. And then you walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, right? Do unto others, do for the least among us, and you'll be doing for me. And who do these people, what do they do? Instead of raising money for earthquake victims in Haiti, some of the poorest of the poor on the planet, instead of giving those billions, $12 billion Charles Ortel says is missing from the Haiti fund, that the Clintons basically stole, instead of rebuilding Haiti and helping these people, they stole the money and started kidnapping the kids. So that's the hardest core form of evil I can think of, and it's the farthest thing away from Jesus Christ.
Well, how can people learn more about you and the SGT report?
Well, it's easy to do. You just type in SGT report into Google or the search mechanism of your choice, and visit us at sgtreport.com or at YouTube or on Twitter at sgtreport. And then I also have two other sites, thelibertymill.com and thephaser.com, all of which are dedicated to sharing real information that is in contradiction to the official narratives that we hear day in and day out from the mainstream media that so often are completely false or mostly false. So thanks for having me on, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My pleasure.